Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Corey Diggs recently published a comprehensive report on the business behind the vaccine passport. It includes every facet of banking and big tech, including IBM, who did virtually the same thing during World War II, and Intrust, a company run by the prominent Nazi Quant family. Her extensive research spells out the plan very clearly. The QR code will be the so-called Mark of the Beast. Marked like livestock and no longer free. The QR code has already become the standard for DNA data storage. We can now scan a specimen's QR code and extract the entire genomic map. And we can create a creature from this data. George Church of Nebula Genomics explains how his company has the ability to read ancient DNA, write, and edit it with CRISPR.
We can read the woolly mammoth genome, which is pretty amazing. Yeah. These things have been extinct for a long time. We can read this ancient DNA, and we can now write it, can edit the elephant genomes with CRISPR again. And we've done this. We've made 15 edits so far of bringing back extinct DNA.
He said in a 2013 interview with Der Spiegel that DNA can be assembled into an embryo and planted inside of a human woman. Church's Nebula Genomics wants to give people the opportunity to sell their genetic information for digital tokens. And he has Hollywood's Morgan Freeman to help promote and normalize his radical modern-day Frankenstein work. Stamping a human's DNA genome onto their mark is one thing, but in order to store a person's entire life onto a single QR code and have it utilized efficiently across the entire web, they are using the blockchain. Blockchain technology allows information to be stored by a tamper-proof ledger that others on the chain can monitor and validate in real time, and it is being adopted in nearly every major industry. With the help of Big Pharma and the media, the bankers are corralling everyone inside their rentals, wired up to the Internet of Things, with a QR digital ID that holds their entire DNA genome on the blockchain and managed by artificial intelligence. Just as the Rockefeller Foundation announced in their 2020 publication, Mapping an AI Future, and the UK Ministry of Defense in their 2021 publication, Human Augmentation, The Dawn of a New Paradigm. Marked like livestock and no longer free. Unless, of course, we all say no. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Mark of the Beast has arrived in the United States and Canada, as well as Europe, Australia, New Zealand. They are announcing that you must have the QR code, that you've had all the injections. They're now saying every 5 to 6 months. Now they're saying every month. And they're saying if you take 2 pills per day, Pfizer has announced, they're in charge of the planet. Even have a clip of Trump I forgot to play this weekend. We'll pull it up. Where he was on national TV and said, yeah, you know, Pfizer, they really run the FDA now. He said it very cryptically. He said, you ought to look into that to the reporter. So we're going to cue that up and play that next segment. But this is it. So I hope you'll fight back. I hope you'll share with your sheeple friends out there before it's too late. Because I know you're awake, but a lot of your friends and family may not be, just like we all have those folks in our circle of people we know. Hope you'll go to band.video. But I hope you'll get the Greg Reese Report. It's now the feature video. It just went live 5 minutes ago. I hope you'll share the living daylights out of it. The Mark of the Beast is here. It has arrived. And will you roll over to it? And I want to explain when we come back what happens once you accept the mark of the beast. Oh, well, with that comes death and hell and just absolute enslavement. Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, now, evil is out in the open. It has reared its stinking, fetid head. And humanity has a real shot at opposing it and fighting it. Before I play a clip today of President Trump coming out a few days ago and saying, you know, Pfizer really runs the FDA and the governments of the world, and people ought to look at Pfizer and the booster shots. So he's starting to edge up towards taking on the fraud. He knows he's been set up, and he needs to do it. That will take Trump from being a figure pushed off to the side, still getting some good Republicans elected, still has incredible power, to being the populist he was meant to be. People will forgive him in a moment for being conned by Fauci and others and lying to him about the vaccine's efficacy. He's now admitted it doesn't work. In fact, the majority of sick, I have new articles from around the world, have taken the injections. It's just amazing. He has to do that. We've got to recruit Trump over to our side again, and that's why I took him to the woodshed last week and told directly folks to talk to the president, former president, the guy that had the election stolen from him, that it got to him, you know, hearing that I blew up at him because I like Trump. I love Trump. I think Trump's a good man, but I care about people not dying a lot more. And let me explain something to you. I stayed up till 2 in the morning last night with this stack of news and information that's right here. 2 in the morning. My wife went to bed about 9 o'clock. Children went to bed about 9 o'clock. Went to bed early last night. And I stayed up till 2 a.m. And then I got in here about an hour before the show, and I haven't even had time to go back through all of this. I tried in the last hour. I'm going to have to, during breaks and things, go back through it because it's so bombshell. And this is directly from the Singaporean government, the Israeli government, and more than 8 other governments that I went to their own government websites, and usually they're run by John Hopkins. That works for Bill Gates, the Rockefeller Foundation. And I want to explain, when they show the number of deaths after you take a vaccine, or they show the number of hospitalizations or heart attacks or blood clots, that's like crosshairs on a rifle when the sniper pulls the trigger and then uses the optics to see if he shot you or not. Or it's like the gun camera on a F-16 recording if its Sidewinder missile hits the other aircraft. To John Hopkins, they know about the deaths, they know about the heart attacks. To them, that's a targeting computer. And so they're watching, just like a B-17 pilot would have a bomb sight on their aircraft, and then they're, you know, releasing bombs as they go over different targets, and then seeing if they hit their targets. And then radioing back to the squadron behind them, okay, we hit that target. We didn't hit that target, so you'll go ahead and re-hit that target, or don't re-hit that target. I mean, that's what they're doing. These are targeting systems. Imagine the movie Predator when it aims its laser gun. And it goes, you see that vector spot going on people. I mean, that's what that is. So John Hopkins is the targeting crosshairs on you and your family. And you go to their numbers and you're like, oh, my God, they run the world numbers for the UN. Israel has the most deaths and the most illnesses and the most vaccinated in the world of any large country. And it's heart attacks in 12-year-olds that are taking the shot. It's heart attacks in 25-year-olds, totally healthy. I mean, people are dying. People are just in excruciating pain. Their hearts just swell up and bust open. And I have, when we put the headline up for today's show, CDC documents that the CDC put out themselves that have been hiding in plain view where they admit heart attacks and microcarditis and all the rest of this in their own admission. So the show headline today is absolute global bombshell. FDA, top FDA scientists have now come out and admitted that the COVID-19 vaccines are poisoning adults and children. Yes, there's the headline. Breaking. Mega bombshell. Top FDA scientists warn COVID vaccines are poisoning adults and children. Now, here's what's amazing. I've got all this new news and all the statistics and the graphs of all the most vaccinated countries with the most death, with the most illness, and it's in the vaccinated. And then they're on the news going, well, it's not as effective. First, it's 100% effective to stop COVID. But their own internal documents a year and a half ago, they said it's not going to work. It's a gene therapy. You'll have to have basically shots every few months, 10 shots a year. That's how I knew this was coming. But like, how did Jones know it's 10 shots a year? That's what they originally were saying. Well, it'll be about 10 shots a year. Within three shots, you basically have 1/6 of the immune system you had previously. And when you keep doing it, it just turns your immune system completely off, which is the same thing HIV does. And by the way, this virus has HIV delivery system in it. So the wild virus did what this does, but at a much lower scale. The virus they released, man-made chimera, but into the wild. But now the vaccine, all the scientists that weren't on their payroll went, top virologists, Nobel Prize winners went, this will cause the spike protein to grow all over the body. The spike protein is what drives cancer. You'll get cancer in the lymph nodes, in the heart, in the liver, in the uterus, in the testicles, and a bunch of other places. You'll get expansion. You'll get blood clots in the lungs. And all of that happened. And so now Israel started giving the, quote, booster shots first. And now they've got, again, massive new deaths and illnesses in those that did it. Now, remember, this is the other gigantic issue. I'm going to go over all this today. 2 days ago, the number one and number two scientists at the FDA over vaccines, the head of the vaccine program and his deputy, one's been there 35 years, one's been there 12 years. They're the head guys. They're pro-vaccine people. They said, hey, you can't have the CDC and the White House running this. You shouldn't give it to under 12, and we're against these booster shots. It's not going to work. That's going to discredit us. And they said, we don't care. And the head of the FDA who approved OxyContin previously, and fentanyl, talk about a monstrous woman. By the way, four children, I forgot that part, just always gets worse. She overrode them and said, we're going to say it's an authorized shot when they never did the trials and it's not authorized. So they just discredited the whole FDA system further with a fake it's approved certification. And the two top scientists have gone public saying in their resignation, we are mad about the authorization. It's not a real authorization. We're mad about the boosters, and we're mad about children. We said don't do this, and they did. That's hidden in the fine print. Instead, it's like, oh, they're just mad about the booster schedule and when that was going to happen. No, that's the distraction. And everybody took the bait and just went with the booster issue. That is not as big as we've been bypassed. They shouldn't have done the emergency authorization, saying that's an authorization, and it's attacking children. They've done trials now experimentally on children, and it hurts them. It kills them. These babies are having convulsions. Babies are dying with their freakazoid liberal parents all getting off on it, being on the national news. This is child sacrifice. This is Munchausen by proxy. This is sick. This is a demonic spirit, ladies and gentlemen. And I've seen a clip of a priest making a really good point. He makes that point. We're going to play that clip along with Trump and more when we come back. But I have right here the CDC documents from the CDC website that list more than a dozen things that they said that the Moderna and Pfizer and J&J, because all do the same thing, they make you produce spike protein, would do. They say blood clots, strokes, microcarditis or carditis or however you say it, all right here. They predict lymphomic cancer. They predict uterine problems. Because they know this is one of the most studied areas is vaccines for colds. And every time they try it, it kills the animals and kills humans in trials. And they finally found out why, because it's the spike protein that is poisonous. And they, so what do? They souped up the spike protein and said it was good for you. They didn't just give you a regular cold shot. They had the regular spike. They created a giant rhinoceros spike with HIV delivery system and did that. I mean, folks, this is open and shut bio warfare. And finally, the folks found their soul.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, every day I have five or six videos that fall in my lap that I didn't even look for of mothers and fathers and sons and daughters talking about how their daughter or their son or their mother or their father or their sister or their brother took the vaccine. That's not a vaccine, that is a gene therapy, a genomic injection, and then they die of blood clots in the brain or heart attacks or liver failure. And the ones we really pay attention to is we're genetically designed to deal with old people dying. It's not fun, but we know we understand it. But when your 25-year-old daughter or son dies, a day after they take the shot, you wake up. And by the way, even when it's the people's official Facebook or Twitter or Instagram accounts, and they go speak at a Capitol and they say, my mother died, my son died, my brother died, they take it down because you're the victims. You've got to be suppressed and ball gagged while you're being murdered. Here's just one of the latest videos. Man's son dies of enlarged heart right after the shot, which they admit it does. And they wouldn't give it a VAERS report, though, a VAERS report. So remember, it's about 100 times what they're telling you. It's probably a million dead in the U.S. alone. And we've had whistleblowers come forward and expose that. And they're just getting started. Here it is.
Love the hell out of my country, but I don't trust my government anymore. My son received a vaccine, and he died a few days later. The only explanation that was given to me was an enlarged heart. So if I have anything to say to anybody, look down at your child. It's not worth the risk. I mean, you see your baby right now. You might not see your baby tomorrow. I have to live with that the rest of my life.
And that's Ernest Ramirez in Austin, Texas, in front of the Texas Capitol. By the way, if you guys can find Ernest Ramirez, I'd like to get that man in studio and bring in pictures of his son and talk about him and humanize another person taken out. Now, remember, these things are so deadly that the death is a side effect. It's meant to kill you in 3 to 5 years. Spaced out, soft kill, they're going to claim unvaccinated are going to cause all the death. That's what the scientists said a year and a half ago. It's what's happening. But some people, it just, your body's so good, it takes the order of the injection and produces so much spike protein that it eats holes in your arteries and veins and you die. And reportedly, it is excruciating. Your heart just swells up, all of it blocks, it seizes up, and it's one of the most painful deaths they say you can imagine. Takes usually a day or two, and they usually put you in a coma. I mean, it is like usually you're 60, 70, you have a heart attack, happens for about an hour, part of your heart freezes up, locks up, it's incredibly painful, you fall down, you pass out. That's not what this does. It just swells up slowly, gets bigger and bigger. It just takes a day till you pass out, and then you die. I mean, you're talking about hell on earth. I've talked to folks that have had the vaccine, this has happened to them, and they just say it's indescribable. Like somebody ripping your heart out of your chest for a day or two. And they usually know how to give you anti-inflammatories if you get it quick enough, you don't die. His son, artery started blowing, guaranteed. That's supposed to happen when you're 70 or 80, folks. That's when your aorta is supposed to go, the widowmaker, not when you're 25. All right, let's go now to a priest talking about the devil is overplaying his hand. I totally agree. Here it is.
The devil is overplaying his hand. What I mean by that is he's making himself more and more obvious in his activities in government, in his activities in the technocracy, in education, in the entertainment industry, and in culture, in the culture at large. I even believe, you don't have to believe this, but I believe it, that there's a demonic dimension to the pandemic. You know why I say that? because I look at the fruit of the pandemic in the lives of people in our country and around the world. What is the most obvious fruit of the pandemic? I don't mean the people who get sick and die. What I'm talking about is something more widespread than that. There are many, many more people than those who get sick and die who are gripped with what? Fear, right? And fear is one of the primary strategies and tactics of the evil one, trying to keep people in fear, which is the antithesis of faith.
What's the Bible verse? Maybe you guys can pull it up. The devil goes around like a wild beast, roaring, seeing who he may devour. Because a patriot is either going to get to a place of safety or is going to take on the wolf, take on the beast. But a Satanist, a leftist, will grovel or fall down on their back and beg. So it... COVID will get you. Take the shot. And you take the shot, it kills you. It makes you sick. And in the statistics, it's there. But they don't want to admit that. They don't want to admit that to themselves. And they will see you as the bad person, even though you're trying to save them. Because they have Stockholm Syndrome. They don't oppose the beast. They don't oppose the monster. They get on their knees to it and then say, I'll help you get those others to eat me last. So here's President Trump very tellingly in a big interview a few days ago. I meant to get to it, but I saw it again this morning. I thought we had to play this. Saying, oh, Pfizer, they're really powerful. They really run things. People ought to look into them in the booster shots. That's him edging up to the edge of this, where he's probably lost half his support over the vaccine. Sure, he said you shouldn't have to take it, but we want you to come out against the vaccine mandate. We want you to actually charge against the Big Brother system, and you can help defeat this, Trump. And so that's what we need. And you can say, hey, I thought it was a good vaccine. They told me it would work. But he's too scared. He thinks they'll turn on him if he does that. Well, your supporters are turning on you. So you better decide which way you want it, because this is going to come out. I mean, the two head scientists, the FDA quit saying, don't give it to children, don't do boosters. And we did not really authorize this. That's a lie, because they understand they're not going to get away with this. They're rats leaving a sinking ship, like the inventor of mRNA technology. I don't think he's a bad guy, but you know, he's backed away from it because he knows. He's not stupid. And they're asking themselves, how are they going to get away with this? That's what everybody should be asking, because the globalists have a plan. I know what it is. We'll talk about it next segment, but here's Trump.
And I learned things. The FDA is virtually controlled by Pfizer. Pfizer has control, not Johnson & Johnson, not Moderna, but Pfizer has control over the FDA.
Oh, that's a different clip the guys found. I think I sent it to Scott this morning. Trump, we have the other one. Go ahead and roll the other one. Here it is.
They paused. You know, Johnson & Johnson is a great company, but it doesn't do as well as Pfizer with government. The people running Pfizer have a great relationship, let me put it that way, with government. You notice now they're coming in with boosters and this and that.
Yes.
Pfizer, what they did.
Yeah, Pfizer runs the whole thing worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Pfizer runs the whole globalist program. It's the key one. It's the Mac Daddy. It's the pimp supreme. And they're the ones bringing in the worldwide program. They've announced two pills you'll have to take a day to be able to leave your house. We'll tell you about that when we come back.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake, Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So the plan has always been to addict you to gene therapies that completely remove your immune system. By the third booster shot, Pfizer's chief scientist spokesperson has come out and said, and the head of the British main laboratory that works for Pfizer, they've also released the same studies, and I've played the clips here on air probably 10 times apiece. If you'd like, I'll pull them back up. And all the medical doctors I talk to know this. All the virologists know this. We've had them all on. And I'll be sitting there talking to lawyers I know or accountants, and they just go, really, Alex? Really? The most of polio is caused by the polio vaccine. I go, yeah, here's AP. Most of the polio in the world is caused by the polio vaccine. And I'll go, here's Pfizer admitting that their vaccine is a live virus and that it sheds it and spreads it. I don't want to see it. People just want to wear a mask. They just want to get scared. They want to run around like idiots. When it was a real virus they released, did not spread very easily. If you were run down and seriously sick and old, you could die if you had 3 or 4 pre-existing conditions. That was an overblown garbage. We predicted that once you got the injections, it would do deadly variants. They'd already tested it in animals and knew it would. And they turned us all into factories to then release deadly spike protein that creates cancer in every mammal that comes in contact with it long term. And this is going to chronically infect everybody. And there are things that mitigate it, like ivermectin and high vitamin dosage and things like that. So people are either going to get super healthy and get their act together, or everybody's going to start dying. And even a lot of folks that are super healthy, it's still going to get you. You've been hit by a biological weapon, ladies and gentlemen. You've been hit by a biological weapon that the globalists cooked up and pre-tested, and I'm sorry. They wanted to depopulate you. They said they would depopulate you. And while they depopulate you, they're going to use the fear of the intensifying depopulation as, oh, God, we're trying to save you during this cataclysm. Just 3 years ago, the UN says disease X is coming in the next 2 years, and it's caused by climate change, and it's humans' faults, and it's going to change society, and we're going to lock you up in your houses and give you forced injections, but that's not going to work, and even more super deadly stuff's coming, and the population will be reduced by 90% soon, but that's for the betterment of the earth. And that's why you saw 2 years ago AOC and other Democrats like Beto saying, nobody's going to be here in 12 years. That was 2-3 years ago, remember? Why were they, and the Extinction Rebellion are their high priest, calling for the end of humans and the end of industrial world and blocking roads and attacking blue-collar workers. This is a death cult. This is a eugenics cult. Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, they all say they want to kill you. They all say, the clock is there. You will never reverse the Great Reset. The end of industrial society is here. You will cleanse the earth and end the poverty and war and hunger by 2030. Because they plan to kill the vast majority of everybody by then. They've written books. I've shown you the quotes. Do you understand how much danger you are in? You were under bioweapon attack. Synthetic bioweapon attack. And you look at the left, how pale they are and how green-skinned they are and how zombie-like they are, because they have turned their spirit over to the spirit of death. Their sacrament is abortion. Their sacrament is human-animal cloning. Their sacrament is degradation of their bodies. Their sacrament is turning themselves over to just hating themselves and hating you. So let me explain this. I have stacks of news here I'm going to go over, and we're going to open the phones up today. I've cleared the board of guests. This is a systematic plan. So I told you a year and a half ago or more, I said they want 10 shots a year. Next, they'll announce a booster by the fall. I was wrong. It was the summer of 2021. Then I said they'll announce that didn't work. They'll want shots every 3 months and then every month and a half or so. How did I know? It was in the public papers we showed you. You can type in, top academics recommend 10 COVID shots a year. And now we have the health minister in Australia saying, actually, it's going to be every 6 months. It'll be every 2 months. Huh? You'll just get used to it. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, it's happening. And they look like a mad scientist out of a movie because they are. These are killers. These freaking people look like Emperor Palpatine or something. They talk like them because they're damn evil. And you better get that through your head. These people ain't playing games. They're a death cult. They all know what they're in on. They believe there's an overpopulation of humans. We're doing an emergency culling operation. It's a very sad way to do it, but we will inherit the earth afterwards. Playing God. And so now I've got the article over headshot, please. Pfizer is now developing, Infowars.com has a story posted, a twice-per-day COVID pill that must be taken alongside vaccines. And they're saying your app will show, you'll have to videotape yourself, scan with the phone, proving you've taken it. And you better not have any drug avoidance. So THX-1138 is here. It's a Gabriel Keene article from National File. Pharmaceutical megacorporation Pfizer is now developing a COVID pill that is meant to be taken alongside the COVID vaccines that have already made the company a staggering amount of money. But that's only part of it. It's the global ID to control and track you, that then have the carbon taxes attached to. That's the holy grail, and no one's talking about it, except the globalists are now saying, oh, we're going to attach it to environmental reasons, have environmental lockdowns, and tell you when you can have meat or when you can drive a car, where you can go. It'll authorize your trip. The new pill is expected to be released by the end of the year and will be required to be taken twice per day. And notice the people adopting this are women worldwide, because they think the government, the media, and big tech are their friends. And so the media says men shouldn't be assertive, men shouldn't be the leader of the household. And she says, so you see the women hopping around, ordering their husbands around who step and fetch it. But then when the app from the big tech Google tells them when they can go out and how much meat they can have, or if they can have a child, or allots them a trip, they're like, oh, I love it, oh, forget it. And oh, my uterus is being cut out next week, I'm bleeding out, I'm 25, but it's liberal, oh, I took my shot, oh, I had a heart attack, it's so liberal. And so, that's how sick this is. Success against COVID-19 will likely require both vaccines and treatments. But see, that's what the shots are, is genetic treatments. Pfizer's CEO said Wednesday, we're pleased to share we've started phase 2-3 study on our oral antiviral candidate specifically designed to combat SARS-CoV-2 in non-hospitalized low-risk adults. And guess what? It's the same thing as ivermectin, but they don't want you to know that. And they say you have a twice-a-day pill just to make sure you don't get the COVID, because there's a deal. I figured it all out, folks, from the scientists. But I knew this a year and a half ago, but now it's confirmed. And I'm going to explain it very slowly for everyone, the bad news. The good news is we know what they've done. You will be chronically infected. That's why we've had people in the office and people all over the country I know that got COVID a year ago, got it 6 months ago, got it a month ago, got it again. And you go take tests, and one of them doesn't say you're positive because it's different spike proteins. They inject people with the Pfizer, with the Moderna, with the J&J and others. They all do the same thing. It's all ordered by Fauci. They already pre-tested it. You produce, as a suicide bomber, massive amounts of spike protein synthetic virus, just the shell. It's super poisonous and deadly, and you just colonize everyone. And your body overreacts. You take steroids. You beat it. Your body gets over it. But it's like a poison. It's not really it's a virus that acts as a poison. And then you just reinfect. And then you're getting monthly shots, daily pills, and they had it all planned. They cooked it up and released it on you and your family. And until we stop taking the vaccines, it won't stop. But you understand, they're going to keep taking more shots. There'll be factories. They'll get sick. They'll die. They'll make you sick. And then they'll turn around and blame you, the unvaccinated, for everybody dying, even though the statistics show it's the vaccinated.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
A few days later, the only explanation that was given to me was an enlarged heart. So if I have anything to say to anybody, look down at your child. It's not worth the risk. I mean, you see your baby right now, you might not see your baby tomorrow. I have to live with that the rest of my life.
My friends, we are living in such an incredible time right now. Please put the headline for the full show back up. Each day has its own headline, its own main theme, its own story. There it is. Breaking mega bombshell. Top FDA scientists warned COVID vaccines are poisoning adults and children. CDC documents confirm that agency leaders knew as early as October 2020 experimental COVID-19 gene therapy injections
would cause blood clots, strokes, heart attacks, and more. Now, I'm going to open the phones up at 15 after next hour, but I'm going to hit this really big story that I've mentioned in the first two segments of the next hour. The actual CDC document from October of last year, where they list heart swelling, heart attacks, strokes, cancer, death, liquefaction of the uterus, off of what their scientists were telling them would happen. Now you know why the two head virologists quit 2 days ago. Now, you understand the media spins that. Oh, they quit. They were arguing over whether booster shots were needed or not. No, they said, we're leaving. It's buried in the news. We read it yesterday on the air. Because this was not given FDA approval and did not go through the process. They just reauthorized emergency use and called it approved. And we don't like the White House and CDC making those decisions in our name. And we don't like the booster shot. We don't think it's needed. And we disagree on the rollout on under 12s. But if you go on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, I go look at it. It's literally, these idiots want to take horse medicine. Oh, they won't listen to all the scientists. These things, these vaccines totally work and they're great. When I have, and I'll show you this next hour, out of Israel and all these other places. I already showed you yesterday out of Greece and Israel, but there's new numbers out. Explosions in death, explosions in illness, the majority of the hospitalized, the majority of the dying took the shots. And then you'll see the mainstream media spin it. Oh, well, I guess the shots don't work as well as they used to. Don't worry. Won't worry. We've got boosters for you and pills you take every day that are antivirals. You're not a horse. FDA tells Americans, stop taking dewormer for COVID. It's not dewormer. It's a Nobel Prize winning drug used for hundreds of things called ivermectin, invented by the Japanese. But notice the FDA, you go to the FDA's website and type in ivermectin and studies, and you'll get dozens of big studies around the world from Cambridge, England, you name it, saying how great it is, and the Nobel Prize. But the Google puts it up front, the statement about, you're not a horse, Wilbur. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. That is a horse, unless the horse, the famous Mr. Ed. Look at that. Ivermectin, an award-winning drug with exceptional antiviral, on and on, study after study, Nobel Prize as antiviral. So scientists go, gee, it's won a Nobel Prize, let's try it on our patients. How do we counter that? Just say they drink cow paste. Don't take that stuff cows take, no. I was talking to a family member about this who's been in farming and ranching, and they said, yeah, it works great on cows and horses. Why are they freaking out? I said, well, it's like black-eyed peas. Until the 20s, people only fed black-eyed peas, that are great-tasting peas, by the way, but one of the tastiest out there, in my opinion. But it was cattle feed. And especially people in the north thought that was a funny thing because some southerners would eat black-eyed peas. But then a Texas Growers Association ran ads, I think it was the New York Times in the 20s, there's a few ads saying, you look this up, black-eyed peas are good luck on New Year's. It was just an ad pitch they came up with. And people started eating them on New Year's and said, God, they taste good. I'll eat them all the time. See how that works? You say, where are you going with this? My point is, well, cows eat black-eyed peas. I ain't going to eat those. Well, a cow can get better with ivermectin. I ain't going to take nothing that a cow takes. We're getting hungry on those black-eyed peas with that jambalaya or whatever that is. Exactly. Mixed with some crawdads and some sausage. Oh, and some chicken. I'm not eating them black-eyed peas. So, again, it's just a mindlessness that they use on the public that, well, I mean, a cow breathes oxygen. Cows and horses breathe oxygen. You sure as hell don't need it. Tie this rope around your neck. Get up on a chair and jump off of it. You don't need that oxygen. Cows breathe oxygen. It gets worse. You know what else cows and horses do? They drink water. You're not going to drink water. That's what a cow drinks. And the left all freaked out. Joe Rogan, I talked to him a couple days ago. He says, hey, don't tell anybody yet. I'm going to make the announcement. He said, man, I went to Florida, went to a show, thought I was hungover. And, man, then I had these sweats and fever, and I sure as hell went and got tested and had COVID. But then I took ivermectin and all the rest of it, and, man, I felt a lot better the next day, 2 days later, basically totally better. He was waiting to see what the treatment would do until he talked about it. But, you know, I talked to him after he'd already been on it for a day and was already feeling a lot better. He said, yeah, we talked about, you know, ivermectin, how great it works. And I know some people very close to me that had it again. That they said it felt like a gorilla was sitting on their chest. And as soon as they took ivermectin, within like 5 hours, they felt better. I mean, even closer to me than my parents, I know someone that had COVID. But I deprived the media of that announcement. I don't know why. Yeah, I mean, of course, I had it too, and I took it and knocked it out in like a day. But it felt like a gorilla was on my chest. I woke up and was like, whoa. And I went and got tested, said I didn't have it, but that's because it's a new spike protein. See, that's another big thing. This is mutating. And so it doesn't say it's the same virus. They just call it COVID. So ivermectin, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why I've been so pissed off about this, is they're trying to suppress this information. And they don't want people to know about these treatments. And it's just absolutely disgusting. And I had COVID a year and a half ago as well. And again, it was very, very mild then. This was stronger. This was more intense this time. That's why I looked at the statistics and the numbers, and I knew last year was way overblown. They have schools, like I said, in East Texas. It's in the news, where they've got 2,000 students and 600 were out one day. I checked today, 300, 400 more are out. So the idea that you're going to quarantine, the idea that you're going to escape this, no one's escaping this unless you're a genetic freak. No one is escaping this. I hadn't been sick for 5 years before I got COVID last year. And then sure as hell, this is a new one. And so, again, I got that. Again, woke up with a fever, chills, felt like a gorilla was sitting on my chest. Boom. Called in the meds. And we're talking 5-6 hours, gone. But that is early response. That's when that type of stuff happens. And I got a lot of enemies that always make stuff up and add things and things, so I never got into it. It was a while back that this even happened. And so I've explained to the crew and I've explained to everybody else, you're not going to escape it, and you're going to get sick again unless you just overload yourself with vitamins and minerals. And I'm taking ivermectin prophylactically now, because you can basically take this stuff all the time, and it's anti-cancer. And I get it from a doctor. In fact, guys, will you go in my office? There's a big brown paper bag, and bring it to me, please. There's a big brown paper bag, and just bring it to me. I got a whole bag of it. You want to see it? So remember, these murdering criminals don't want you to know that. All right, we can't stay on air without your support. One of our big sponsors is MyPillow.com. Made in America, great sheets, great towels, great shoes, great human beds, dog beds, cat beds. I mean, it's a great company, and he's fighting hard, but he's funding us. That's a whole other reason to support him. Up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code ALEX. So if you're going to do your shopping, why do it at the big box stores that are anti-gun, anti-freedom? Why not do it at MyPillow.com, who is a patriot fighting for election integrity and who's a big sponsor of ours? MyPillow.com, promo code ALEX, get the biggest, best deals you're going to find. And don't forget InfoWarsStore.com. They're selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion and other products, but they're still 33% off right now. We'll be back second hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.